You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. I'm Catherine Lanfer in for John Hockenberry. Last week, two young men died in two different war zones. They were both soldiers, true, but they had more than that in common. They were both from the Cape Cod community of Mashpee, Massachusetts. That's a town of some 14,000 people. Army Private First Class Paul Conlon, 21, was killed Friday in a roadside bomb attack in Afghanistan. The day before, Marine Private First Class Daniel McGuire was killed while on patrol in Fallujah, Iraq. Now, Mashpee has lost soldiers before, but the double hit of losing two boys is tough. Last night, there was a candlelight vigil. Here's a friend. His name is Brian West, talking about the impact of the deaths.
It's really devastated us as a town because we're such a small town, and everybody knows everybody, and it's just one of those things, and I don't know how the town will do after time.
We're joined now by Sean Corcoran. He is the senior reporter at WCAI, that is the Cape and Islands National Public Radio Station on Cape Cod. Sean, you were in Mashpee yesterday, and you were at the vigil. Oh, what can you tell us?
Well, there were about 500 people there, and it was a very moving experience, I think, particularly for the young people, the generation, the contemporaries of these two soldiers who went to high school within 3 years of each other and graduated within 3 years of each other. And for the young people there, they seemed just absolutely shocked, lots of tears, as you would expect, and the crowd was very large and just, you know, actually flowed onto the street. No one anticipated there would be that many people there.
As I mentioned in our introduction, Mashpee has had people that they have lost in war before. What do you think it is about these two particular deaths that has elicited such a reaction?
I think the fact that they knew so many of the same people because their time at the high school overlapped. They were also, I'm told, very similar in personalities. Both were artists. One was in a play. Daniel McGuire, who was 19, he did a lot of plays, including started playing the Jimmy Stewart role in Harvey, while Paul Conlon was an artist, and he did the posters for some of the theater shows as well. So I think people also found similarities in their personalities in terms of they were both very funny and extroverts, but also could be extremely serious when it came to things that they cared about, in this case, the military.
Sean, just to give a little more detail, here is a little detail that we got from a friend of Paul Conlon's named Andy.
He was just who he was. He always did what he wanted. Like, he always had crazy hair and mohawks, and he just really, he had a great personality. It was really unmatched.
I think it was just the detail about the crazy hair in the mohawks. It's those details that make your heart twist just a bit.
Well, Catherine, last night there were many young people who knew Paul Conlon there, and they wore headbands, which Paul was known to do quite often. And some of them had their hair in mohawks, which Paul did as well, as kind of just shock people and put them off their game. I was told I didn't see too many different colors, but he also colored his hair in different fashions as well. So they were very, very interesting, not cookie-cutter people, that's for certain.
Also, you mentioned how serious they both were about their service. What did you hear about that?
Well, I spent some time with Daniel McGuire's family yesterday, and his father was telling me, Mark McGuire was telling me that since Daniel was a young boy, he wanted to be a soldier. He may not have been able to express it at the age of 8 or 9, but it was certainly something that was there, and it remained with him, and that was probably one of the reasons he found Boy Scouting to be so compelling. And he also told me an interesting story about Daniel. When he was in Scouts, they were supposed to do a 5-mile day hike through some local woods, and they were just going to wear small backpacks. But Daniel, that wasn't good enough. He went downstairs to the weight bench and got some plates off the weight bench to put in his pack so they'd be heavier for him, and that he was just a very driven person, and the same is, I'm told, of Paul.
Now, we have some tape of a conversation that you had with Mark McGuire, the father of Daniel. Let's go ahead and listen to it.
Daniel's last words to me were, "I love you." They very well should have been, "You're welcome." And, you know, for the rest of my days, I'll be thanking my son for his service. And, you know, and beyond Daniel, Paul Conlon and anybody else serving in that capacity, you know, we owe them a huge debt.
Sean, that's from a conversation you had with Mark McGuire. What else can you tell us about that conversation?
Well, Daniel had four younger brothers, and they're certainly trying to sort this out. The family, Daniel had gone through what his parents called a rebellious period not long before he left for boot camp, but and also before he left for Iraq. But they had reconciled. The week before he went to Iraq, the family was all together, and it was so joyous, I understand, for particularly his youngest brother, his 13-year-old brother, who thanked God. They're a very religious family, who thanked God for reconciling their family. And they also told me that Daniel spoke to each one of them on the phone a week before he was killed, and each he said, "I love you," to each one. That was his final words to every member of his family.
Well, Sean Corcoran, I want to thank you for joining us to help put a face on two of the war dead from last week.
Well, thank you. It was my pleasure.
Sean Corcoran, he's a reporter for the Cape and Islands National Public Radio Stations. We're going to turn now to Femi Okeh, who's going to give us the latest headlines.
Thanks, Catherine. Just coming up to 20 minutes to the top of the hour.